Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for our weekly chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio is where you hear Ben right here on these very airwaves each and every overnight. And he joins us each week, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
Get the pretzel at The Landing and, of course, those Ben Maller chicken tenders. And Ben, Kelce got paid. Everybody got paid. You know, the report came back. It said the Clark Hunt and the Chiefs were not spending any money. And here you go. They paid everybody this offseason, including Travis Kelce.
Yeah, no, listen, hey, it's great. This is the glory days, all right? These are the days, you know, 20, 30 years from there. I remember when the Chiefs won, they were in the Super Bowl every year. You might as well enjoy it. Where's the beef? Where's the money? They found the money. And the amount of revenue that I've heard these teams make from winning the Super Bowl, I mean, you've got piles of money. You've got fields of money when you win the Super Bowl and they win back-to-back. So good for Travis Kelce. I don't know how much he has left on the field, though. A little concerned about that. He started to slow down a little bit. And then he, all of a sudden, the playoffs came around last year and he went bonkers. But his production during the regular season, it was down a little bit. But in terms of marketing, is there anybody more valuable with his, you know, his girlfriend and the podcast thing that he's got than Travis Kelce right now in the NFL? Non-quarterback, he's got to be at the very top.
Ben, what did you do with the money from your last unsolicited raise?
Yeah, every year the company often calls me up and says, "Let's just throw some money at you. We like you. We like, you know, they say they like my takes. You know, they really like my late night takes when everyone's sleeping. So they give me money. I think the last raise I got, I think, was in the early 2000s. I think, possibly. I might be exaggerating. It might be the 90s. But no, good for Travis Kelce, and that's a good business. You should reward your employees. You should take care of your employees, and Travis Kelce's been good for them and all that. And he's going to have his number retired someday, and they'll, you know, have the name and, you know, ring of honor and all that stuff, all those kind of honors and whatnot. And now, is he going to miss any practices to attend concerts? Do we know yet whether his plans are to skip some of training camp so he can go to Tanzania or something? I don't know.
It's funny how the Chiefs are paying everybody, and who I think is the biggest competition, the Bengals. They're paying nobody and everybody wants out there. How do you think that whole thing's going to play out in Cincinnati?
Yeah, so they're likely going to keep T. Higgins. They hadn't traded him yet, so I mean, it's kind of the process of elimination. Usually we make that trade before the draft so you could replace him in the draft. And then after that, I mean, I think he's gone. And, yeah, it's the salary cap thing. We've talked about this many times. I'm a salary cap truther. The Chiefs have kind of proven that, that you just move some numbers around, you move a signing bonus into a roster bonus or whatever, and you can come up with money. There's always ways to create money. And the Bengals are also proof there's always ways to say you don't have any money. So it cuts both ways. Whatever. It's a wonderful thing, the salary cap. It's a great tool because you can use it for whatever you want. Whether you want to spend money, you can find money. And then the other thing I like, too, is people are saying, well, the Chiefs are spending all this money. They're going to be in salary cap purgatory. And I've seen some of that popping up. What are they doing here? No, they're not. The people said the same thing about the Rams when they won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And they were back in the playoffs after one bad year. So it's, you know, if you have a good coach, which the Chiefs do and all that, you're fine. But the Bengals are just a bunch of tightwads, and they've been that way for a long time. And it's got to suck because now they have so many good players, they actually do need to pay people. Before, they didn't need to pay anybody. Now they actually have guys that are worth the money, and now they still don't want to pay them. So there you go. Good luck.
Ben, I've always laughed. Teams like you mentioned, the Rams. They do play the next season. I love for some year team comes out like, man, we have to play two guys short. We just couldn't afford it. Or we got to sit out this season. We just couldn't afford it. It never happens. The teams always are somehow magically have enough people every time that they line up to go.
It would be fun if the team said, you know, we're only going to play with 10 guys because we can't. The 11th is too expensive. So we're in a cuss cut. You know, we're trying to save money here. So we'll just go 10 on 11. And we've decided not to have a kicker or a punter because those are expensive and we don't need a holder. So we're okay. We're good on that. And then, they could always just have the players wash their own laundry like they used to do. Like in the early days, they could cut laundry costs, take your uniform home. I heard stories from Fred Dreyer, who used to play in the 70s, about what the NFL was like and how when he watches guys like that watch the NFL now, it's like a whole different world. It's just insane. But the money thing is just, it is ridiculous because you're right. Like no one's not made payroll, and anyone that's had no money has still had the same number of players on the roster. They just had to get guys out of Canada or Mexico or Germany or Portugal or wherever.
Well, it's funny that you talk about the money, and then you see the story yesterday, somebody offering $10 billion for part of the Dolphins franchise. Now, I understand the F1 track is in place and there are big events coming up this weekend, but my God, for those who think the NFL is poor and they're cutting NFL network salaries and all that kind of stuff, somebody just offered $10 billion for part of a franchise in this league.
Yeah, and the Dolphins, let's be real here, even though they've got a competitive team and they did play the Chiefs there in the playoffs, they are rubbish in terms of long-term success. They haven't been good since when? Consistently good since Dan Marino was there 40 years ago when he was a young player. And yeah, in these NFL teams, they never sell for less money. The value only goes up. It's like having a blank check when you own an NFL team. And the amount of money they make, they pay all of their salaries based on the television money. And then everything they make locally is just bonus. It's like extra frosting on the cake. It's the daily double every day when you own an NFL team. God bless them. Much like our jobs, guys. Much like our work.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. Of course, overnights here on 610 Sports Radio. Did you hit the under on Mike Trout before May getting injured?
Well, this is now the baseball season. It's not the baseball season until Mike Trout ends up in the injury tent out for the year. They say he's not out for the year, but by the time he comes back, the Angels will be looking up at everyone in the standings. So, are they going to rush him back? Yeah, I mean, this is what Mike Trout does. He's there. He's baseball's Kawhi Leonard or Anthony Davis or, you know, any of these guys that get hurt all the time. And this is another reason why you don't give out these forever contracts. And yet, all these Mookie Betts got a forever contract. He'll suck at the end with the Dodgers. Trout's already been terrible. Otani at the end of his contract will be bad. It never works out all the way through. But they keep giving out 10-year, 12-year contracts in baseball. Despite overwhelming evidence, it is going to explode like a hand grenade, a live hand grenade in your lap, and they still do it. It's wonderful.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Tonight we get Knicks and 76ers, a 9 Eastern start. Great scheduling by the NBA to put your marquee game on when everybody's going to bed. But can the Knicks recover? I mean, that's an all-time collapse by them the other day.
Yeah, they can bounce back. By the way, I'm not worried about everyone else. It's great for my schedule. The 9 o'clock Eastern start is really good for my schedule. So I think we should have more sporting events when most people are sleeping, because I'm up when most people are sleeping. So I would like to have that. We need a few baseball games starting at like 2 a.m. That would be outstanding for me. But yeah, the Knicks can come back, because I don't think Philadelphia can repeat what they did in the last game. I think it's kind of obvious that was a once in a series thing. Both teams have blown games. The Knicks took advantage of the Sixers' incompetence in one of the games at the Garden, and then obviously what happened the other night in the Tyrese Maxey game. But they're pretty even. Joel Embiid looks broken down to me. Like he's a shell of what he has been in terms of offensively. So I would still say the Knicks are going to end up advancing. I don't believe. Now, if Tyrese Maxey turns out to be Michael Jordan or Dr. J or Allen Iverson, I can obviously change my opinion. But at this point, I don't think he's those guys, even though he's being put on a pedestal. And he played great in the last game. I still don't. I'm not overblown with love for the Sixers because of that game.
All right, Ben. So the story that you could have ballpark food delivered to your home. If you could have ballpark food delivered to you, maybe in a timely manner, so that like the nachos wouldn't get all soggy or whatever, is there anything you would want to have?
Yeah, so I've been to a few ballparks have this, like the garlic fries, which they have in San Francisco. They have them out here. Those are really good. The hot dogs, the ballparks I've been to, I think Boston and Cleveland actually have the top hot dogs. But other than that, like, I know they have some really weird items now that I'm not totally educated on, like giant hot dogs and oversized cheeseburgers and things like that. But I'm a traditionalist when it comes to food. You know, I'm a basic guy. I just need a soft pretzel, like a Philadelphia soft pretzel would be good. I could take the hot dog from Boston. I could do the garlic fries from San Francisco. And I think I'm good. That's all I need. What else do you need?
No, it's perfect. I mean, that's kind of all you need. I'm with you on the soft pretzel as well. Let's do the baseball card game.
Right,
I'm holding in my hand a 1992 Topps with the name Mike Sharperson on it. Mike Sharperson.
Boy.
Oh, Mike Sharperson, Dodger, right? Played with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I figured I'd give you a layup to kind of start this thing.
Died tragically, I believe, unfortunately, Mike Sharperson. But I remember him very well. All right, I'm 1-0. And by the way, 3 out of the last 4, because I got 2 out of 3 last week. All right, what's next?
All right, we've got a same year, 92 Topps. We got Dwight Evans.
Okay, so Dwight Evans, outfielder, mostly with the Red Sox, but I think he might have been on the Orioles in 92.
Yeah, 2 for 2.
I got it
right. Yep.
Right in my wheelhouse. I love this show. All right.
Finally, you can go right, 3 for 3. We got an 89 Dunruss featuring Gerald Perry.
All right, Gerald Perry, I see him as a I can see his face. I think I know who he is. Atlanta Braves?
Atlanta Braves, absolutely. Wow. You nailed it. Atlanta Braves, 3 for 3. Way to go, Ben.
What
enjoy
do I
the
win?
Kentucky Derby. You win a lifetime supply of nothing. Just like
I'm familiar
that
with
your
that.
Show. Yes. Enjoy the Kentucky Derby and the horse, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio going, what did he go, 3 for 3 in the baseball
card
game.
Yeah, he's really
game.
Good at this game.
I'm going to give
really
you one real game. Fast right now, Josh. All right, here we go.
I started hot, and now I'm like...
No,
in a,
you're not.
Now I'm in like a cold bat.
Hey, yeah, at least you didn't say the Rays for 88.
Yeah, that's true. We got an 88, an 88, I believe it is. Yes, 1988. Fleer, Luis Aguayo.
Philadelphia Phillies.
You nailed that one. Did you see the card?
No.
How the hell did you know that guy?
I just went with the first team that came to my brain.
All right.
Total guess.
I'll give you one more then, see if you see really how good you are. 88 Topps featuring Dwight Gooden.
New York Mets.
Yeah, look at you. 2 for 2. We'll end on a high note, just like Hugh did yesterday. He bounced after the first one. Costanza, that thing.
Yeah, he just hung up the phone. It was,
which was smart. Yeah.
It was just like,
wasn't like when Matheny hung up on us.
You're quizzing me here. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Your chance to win $50 to Booth Creek Wagyu. Be listening for the Moo Sounder coming up in the next segment. We'll discuss a little bit about the Royals getting another win against the Toronto Blue Jays. But a baseball player has an innovative idea.
It's really good.
It's a really, really good idea.
Really good. Really
credit
good.
Where credit is due. About the umps. Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sorry for playing the song for everybody.
Yeah, probably not a good one.
I just say when you're out driving and this comes on, you drive faster.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah.
You can't help it.
I mean, Days of Thunder was perfect movie for this
right.
song. Yeah.
You're punching the gas a little.
Of course.
You're revving the engine.
David Hasselhoff is getting Kit moving. The song's blaring in the background.
So our apologies. Today's not the day to punch the gas. All right.
My wife just texted me. She goes, it's a disaster out here. And Josh goes, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I know. It's like bumper cars when it rains here all the time. I'm guessing it's a mess.
And this is a good soaking rain that we need right now.
You're all about the soaking rains these days.
I am all about getting that yard looking good. I had one of the old guys in the neighborhood ask me how I killed all my weeds.
Wait. They're coming to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Wow, you're doing well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a couple weeks ago, one told me the lawn was looking good, which is the hugest compliment one can get, right? Yeah. And then yesterday, I was driving by, and I saw my neighbor. I'll say his name on the air, Fred. He's, like, sitting down on the ground. I thought something happened, right? I'm like, oh, my God. His wife's standing there. She's laughing. I go, is he okay? What happened? She goes, he's trying to get the weeds out. He goes, you got any tips for getting these weeds out? I go, yeah, I've got this, like, contraption that looks like two fingers on a stick, and I stick it down under the weed, and I pop the root. You know, you can buy those at the Menards or wherever and get going. So I get under that root, Josh. I pop that thing up. I get the root out. I put the dirt back in.
At the root.
It's looking good.
Wow. Look at you. Brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
Yeah, JT went downstairs. Somebody's got Whataburger for you, Josh, because you haven't had the Whataburger breakfast yet. So somebody stopped and got it for you and is driving in. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
How about that?
So while JT's away, it means you'll have to wait.
Right.
I'll be listening for the mooing sounder.
Yeah. We'll get the mooing sounder. Yeah.
The next time you hear it.
Right.
Caller number 15. When you hear it. Not right now.
I
can do this. I know how to do this. Watch. Look, boom. Blocked out the phone line. See that? See how I did that?
Nope.
hit it. All blocked out. They can't even call right now.
Not on my
the
side.
Next time you hear the mooing sounder, be caller 15 to 913-586-7610. Someone's going to win $50 to Booth Creek Wagyu, 134th of Metcalf. Get the tallow, grab a Denver cut, some of that Wagyu jerky. Amazing.
Get the ground beef, too. Make yourself some tacos or burgers out of that. It is tremendous.
Booth Creek Wagyu, $50 gift card coming somebody's way the next time you hear the mooing sounder. So the Royals win the series in Toronto.
Yes, they do.
Still here. Oh, man, got to go beat good teams and blah, blah. Toronto's a good team.
Toronto's
folks.
A good team, yeah.
You played seven games against them now.
Right.
And they have a losing record, yes.
Yes, partly because the Royals beat them.
Yeah, because the Royals have been not bad.
Right, the Royals are good.
Certainly hung with Baltimore. I thought that was, like, the big-time test. Like, yeah, you can hang.
Right.
You can hang with Baltimore. Was one for three in that series, right? But you hung, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, you would have won the series in Baltimore had Will Smith not pitched.
Okay.
It's pretty simple, right? Had MacArthur been the closer at that point in time, you're probably talking about at least a 20-win ball club right now and having the best record in the American League. We're one win shy of having the best record in the American League. And what good teams do is they keep losing teams losing, and then they split, you know, amongst themselves. And that's kind of what the Royals are doing right now.
So They have performed, I think, well enough against the teams that make me say, oh, yeah, you can go toe-to-toe.
They perform like
Let's
they
go.
Care.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. So the Royals win the series in Toronto. Day off today. Then a homestand begins against Texas coming up on, would be on Friday, I guess.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is...
Be caller 15 right now, 913-586-7610. Someone's going to win a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu.
Yeah. Context, I do want to address real fast from the 816, from the farmers listening, we don't need the rain right now.
No, of course not.
Okay.
My grandfather's a farmer. It either was too wet or too dry.
I always want the river to be full.
It was never perfect.
I know how I'm old because when I drive over the Kansas River, I always look at it and go, it's a little low.
Always this way. All right, so this comes from Umpire Auditor on X, mm-hmm. which I do like. Started following them. Because they chronicle missed strikes for the most part, or bad.
Who the hell is getting paid to do this? And you better be getting paid a lot of money.
Again, for whatever their validation is, whatever.
Right.
Umpires blew 265 strikeouts in April.
Right.
These are the 10 worst. And mm-hmm. they show a series of
Angel Hernandez
high
goals, yeah.
and inside. Well,
Hunter Wentelstadt.
He was on there twice, yep. I believe, in this top mm-hmm. 10. Angel Hernandez had number one, but... He's right there.
Right. Was Tim Timmons on there?
So the 10 worst include 265. Those a massive number.
Right.
Robot strike zone. We see the square every time we watch a game. If you're able to watch a game, you see the square. We feel like we got this down. Can
it's Tim McClellan on the list?
Can they robot umpire this thing? I say go for it. Let's see how it works. See if they can do a better job. Max Scherzer though. Has his own plan. And frankly, I will tip the cap. He says we can do both. We can get better and we can have some structure to balls and strikes.
I don't know. I'm not really a fan. I want a human back there judging the calls. I want, you know, like that's just, it seems too weird to have a robot, you know, calling the game. You know, I think I threw an 0-0 slider and like that just felt like a ball. And then all of a sudden that's getting called a strike now. So, you know, for me, the way I kind of, you know, I've kind of thought about this and, you know, how we want the electronic strike zone. And for, I think, you know, when you talk enough guys that we want the human element of the game, the human element of the game is good. And we need to keep that in baseball. And I figure we've done so much in baseball to try to remove the human element. And so for me going forward of how I kind of conceptualize what, you know, the electronic strike zone should be is really we need to rank the umpires. Let the electronic strike zone rank the umpires. And then we need to have a conversation about the bottom, you know, let's call it 10% or, you know, whatever you want to declare the bottom is and talk about relegating those umpires to the minor leagues and getting in the best umpires in the game. You know, that way the umpires are going against themselves. It's still a human element of how we rank. The umpires, that it's amongst themselves and that, you know, policing kind of the bottom is the way to go. When I'm out there pitching, you know, if you told me I had the 10th best umpire or the 75th best umpire, you know, you don't really notice too much between that because, you know, they're really good at their jobs. The umpires are actually really good. It's really the bottom umpires that we all kind of have a problem with. And so if there was a mechanism in order to make the umpires on the bottom better, I think that would be a better way to address this.
Huh.
Hmm.
Let's actually put them on the clock. Make sure they're getting it right. Evaluate and get force them to get better.
I don't hate that idea at all.
It's like, I still want them there.
Yeah.
I still want the human element, but let's make sure we don't have these probably outliers that are habitually bad at balls and strikes.
Let me ask you this. So this umpire audit said there were 256 blown strike calls in the month of April. You think about that, right? That's not a lot over the course of an entire month of every team playing roughly 25 games, let's call it, right? That's a lot of baseball games. To only have 256 missed calls in that span, or 236 missed calls, whatever it was, that is not a lot at all.
Well, this says strikeouts, so I guess I assumed.
Oh, I read that as strikes.
Umpires blew 265 strikeouts in April.
Oh, strikeouts. So oh, that's a different
story. So either good or bad. Yeah, that's maybe. These were like the critical calls.
Okay.
That were outs or not.
That's
how it read. I don't know if that's what I said. I didn't verify, like, you either missed 265 strikes or strikeouts.
Oh, 265 strikeouts.
That seems like a staggering number.
Okay, that's
the other one. Probably doesn't seem like enough. Give me in the middle, and it's probably still too many.
Right.
Right?
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, okay, I read that wrong. They blew 265 strikeouts in April.
That's how it reads.
Yeah, okay, you're right. That's what it says, yeah.
A lot.
My bad. I read that wrong. That's on me, okay? That's my mistake on that one. Okay, so
if
that
I'm
is
interpreting
a big number.
Right,
never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's really not a lot. They do a pretty good job. What if you just removed Angel Hernandez from umpiring in Major League Baseball? That guy sucks at his job, and
video had how many inches the ball was outside the strike zone, too.
Yeah, right. Like, everybody misses a call. It is the human element. I understand that. But would we complain as fans and as baseball if Angel Hernandez didn't suck so bad? Like, he's the outlier at his job. And we know, Josh, that we always make these generalizations in life based on the outliers or the low-hanging fruit, like the folks about the parking. Oh, there's no parking at the new stadium. There's plenty of parking. You just have to find out where that parking is, and it's a new thing. We'll figure it out. In baseball, is umpiring bad, or is Angel Hernandez so bad?
How bad is he?
That he's ruining it for everybody else. And maybe that's kind of where Max Scherzer's coming from on this, where he goes, hey, it's not all these guys. It's Angel Hernandez. And God forbid anybody call him out and he wants to sue the league and all this kind of stuff. You're not good at your job, pal. That's why you're not getting the postseason. It has nothing to do with anything else. So take your lawsuit and get better at your job, or you should be relegated. I also think America as a country, as a sports fandom right now, I think we're all ready for relegation in sports, aren't we? Like, we're tired of these bottom feeders hanging out with the good guys. I'm tired of the Carolina Panthers hanging out with the Chiefs.
Well, you gotta get wins somewhere.
I mean, I'm tired of the Astros hanging out with the Royals.
Yeah. I just think I want to take out the rules in place, but I'm going to interpret it how I want feel of umpires.
Right, and there is that too. Yes.
There's a standardized rule. And you guys just follow it if you want or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
No. You put the rules in place. I'd like you to try to adhere to them.
Right.
Better.
Now, look.
And that they're beyond reproach makes me angry.
Right. From the 913, I couldn't tell you the name of another ump other than Angel Hernandez, and it's not for good reason. Yes, you're exactly right about that. I mean, we all know Javi Wendelstedt, and that's, and if he didn't throw Boone out of the game for a fan yelling last week, nobody would know who that guy is either. Not like back in the day, you knew those umpires. You knew Eric Gregg. You know, he's that big guy that ate a cheeseburger at third base, right? You knew Tim Cheetah or whatever his name was.
Here's a Royals game they audited from April 27th.
All right.
Okay, umpire auditor. Umpire C.B. Buckner called the worst game of the day, missing 23 calls in the Tigers-Royals game.
That's a lot of calls. There's a lot of people's livelihoods that are determined on this, too.
This was from April 23rd. Umpires missed 1,047 calls the week of April 15th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're keeping – they're Umpire Auditor is the name of the site. If you want to keep track, apparently they're doing the math,
mm-hmm.
and posting videos and showing the box versus the calls. And also, yeah, the catcher's framing. Ugh.
Yeah.
The catcher's framing has gotten out of hand, too. It was funny for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably useful for a while. Now it's just blatant.
Yeah.
Ball's in the dirt. You can't push it up to the
you try.
Square and try to get it.
I mean, you try, right? From the 913, CB Buckner's awful, too. Yeah, he's another name you know because he stinks.
Yeah. So, no, there's...
And you know the NFL refs because they put their name on TV. Like, they introduce those guys. You know, I know they introduce them, you know, umpiring today and all that kind of stuff. But they're not on the screen all the time going, holding, 15-yard. They put Ed Hockley up there, right? Yeah.
But there's no account. I don't think there's any accountability. They can say they're doing things behind the scenes. I don't believe it.
No, you need public. You need they public just, accountability.
They just do whatever they want, and nobody's caring.
Right.
Everybody complains, and nothing happens. And I would just evaluate them better. And make sure we have the best of the best.
Right. I've had this take for years, and Palermo undressed me in the press box years ago about my take on umpires. And that's when I realized, okay, you guys got a pretty comfortable union over here where you can pretty much get away with anything and you don't want that gravy train to end. Mm-hmm. But you're also, you know, having an impact on people's careers and their seasons and bonuses and contracts and firings and demotions and all that kind of stuff. Like, umpires have a major impact on a lot of things in these games, and it just needs to be done right. And if it's not being done right, well, if a major leaguer isn't doing it right, they get shipped to Omaha. Why can't we start doing that with the umpires? Ship them to Omaha. Make them ride a bus.
Missouri starting to add up some dollar figures. We'll get to that next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Congrats to Michael. He wins the $50 gift card to Wagyu, Booth Creek Wagyu, at 134th and Metcalf. He was caller 15 today. We do it each and every Thursday, so we'll be listening next Thursday at 7:30. I love this text from Omaha guy here from the 402.
Yeah.
We don't want those bad umps here either.
I don't
love that.
Checking
in for the minor leagues. Like, don't send them our way.
Send them to Wichita.
Send them down another level. Yeah. AAA dialing in. Like, we don't want the bad umps either.
Northwest Arkansas.
That's good. That's good.
I do like that. That's really funny, man. Well done. Well done.
Storm chasers don't want them either.
Yeah. Right.
That makes sense. So, Kansas may discuss The recruitment of teams again here shortly in a special session, maybe.
Right. Yep, they're going to have a special session. Matt Evans of Channel 9 said the special session is going to happen and they will be taking up the star bonds. It's a special session to finish this tax thing that Correct. They got going on, like adult work, you know, that I don't even know what they're talking about.
Giving tax breaks to Kansans.
Yeah, right.
They feel like they need to start with that one first. So they go, okay, now we're going to pay for a stadium.
Right.
So I get it.
It makes sense.
You need to take care of the important thing first.
Get rid of the grocery tax. And something else, and then we can have a stadium.
Mm.
But they got to get rid of the grocery tax. I don't know whatever they're doing over there, right?
It's, you know, they need to lower taxes for every Kansan first.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're trying to do.
And then...
Yeah. And then issue star bonds. Yeah. But it's not going to be anything that Kansans have to pay for. That's the thing. It will be basically a user tax in the state of Kansas. It won't be... And that's where Missouri is going to be different than Kansas. In Kansas... You're going to pay the tax if they build the stadium there and you go to the stadium or to that district. But if you never go to that stadium or that district, then you're never going to pay the tax. It's like what the Legends and the Speedway and Sporting Kansas City and all that stuff is now. That's its own independent tax district. When you spend money there, you're taxed at a different rate. That percentage of money goes to pay the bonds on the stadium to simplify this thing.
Meanwhile, helps with the call to action, right? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, Kansas. Ooh, what you're doing over there. All right. What do we got? So there are some proposals being put out there to generate more money in Missouri.
Right. Yes, there are. And our Jackson County legislator, representative, I guess legislator, Manny Abarca is actually showing leadership in this. And I appreciate that. Unlike Mr. White, Manny is actually showing leadership in Jackson County because Mr. White has said that the time is not right yet to talk about the stadium. Though the time is actually right now, Frank, because Kansas is getting into the conversation. Anyway, so Manny Abarca rolled out two different plans that he wants to put on the ballot, and those two plans are a 3/16 cent sales tax for 30 years, or a 3/8 cent sales tax for 40 years. That is a Chiefs only sales tax that will be put on the ballot. The 3/8 cent sales tax, according to the Star, would generate over $2 billion if you do it over the 40 years. That's more than the Star bonds would be able to generate in the state of Kansas. The difference is it's a sales tax where everybody pays it when they buy something versus the Star bonds where you only pay it if you go over there to that area of the city.
The more widespread tax versus a...
Well, it's an everybody tax versus a specific tax
area. Yeah.
Right. Specific area tax. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right. Right.
Gotcha.
So that's what he's proposing. And I appreciate that for Manny. He's been there from day one to try to keep these teams in Jackson County while Frank White's been sleeping. So I think that's a great thing to show some leadership. And people are going to say, well, why aren't the Royals included in that? The Royals have said that they have no interest in dealing with Jackson County until Frank is gone. So you have to look and say, OK, what does that mean? Does that mean Mayor L is going to be the leader to get this done in the city with the Royals? He had said that he wants to take the reins on this on Fox 4. Him and the city manager have said they want to take the lead on keeping the Royals in KC Mo and leading the negotiation. So that's why the Royals weren't part of this Jackson County proposal made by Manny Abarca. And he wants to get it on the ballot as soon as November. I love this. I love the fact that we have two states right here in the metro area that are going back and forth to keep our teams. This is great for our teams. This is great for sports fans in Kansas City. And I don't know how many times I can go on record saying, I don't care what side of the state line either team is on, as long as they stay in the Kansas City metropolitan area. That is the only thing that matters to me. If they stay in Missouri, great. If they go to Kansas, great. That means they're staying here. If they go to Portland, that's not great.
No, it's not great at all. I will not be following them. I'll be following them wherever they go in the metro.
Right.
I will not be following them if they move to Portland.
Right.
Or anywhere.
Right.
Talk to Ned Yost coming up in 25 minutes. Former Royal skipper is going to drop by as the celebration of the 14 team is happening soon. We'll catch up what's going on in the farm, right, with Ned. Kind of got to know. What's,
probably ask about the rain, too.
What's going on behind those gates. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Interesting that there's a game tonight in sports in which is a critical one, and seemingly they're begging their people to come to.
Right. So go back to Sunday.
So the Sixers
right.
had their building invaded by Knicks fans.
Hugely invaded. To like the point to the fact where people were selling Knicks gear outside the stadium.
And Joel Embiid was
mad,
complaining.
Yeah.
Mad. Since that time, Dr. J is urging people to go.
Well, the doctor says.
I'm just saying you got Embiid and Julius Erving.
Right.
Saying, like, what's going on here?
Did Wilt weigh in on this?
And people buying up tickets basically to keep them in house.
Right. The owner of the team and the owner of Fanatics bought the remaining 2,000 tickets, and they're distributing them to first responders.
For a Game 6 playoff game.
Right.
Okay, great for the first runners. Awesome. You guys get to go. That's awesome.
Right.
The reason they've had to, you got to be a little concerned if you're in Philly right now, don't you?
Right. So somebody did tweet.
Or if you're the Sixers in Philly and going, are we really getting this fan base? We can't sell out an arena for a key pivotal playoff game tonight?
Against the Knicks. I mean, it's New York,
against
Philadelphia.
City rivalry.
Yeah, it's a huge rival, right? Yeah. Right. So I did see a funny tweet because they said the owner of Fanatics was buying up these tickets, and they said, yeah, most of the seats will be facing backwards. Half won't have backs on them. Some of them will be busted seats. Like, it was really funny because obviously the snafu with baseball and the Fanatics. But so I just got to say this. I am so tired of hearing that Philadelphia is a good sports town. Good sports towns sell out playoff games. Good sports towns support their teams. Good sports towns don't have to have the owner and a sponsor buy up 2,000 tickets and go, oh, we're giving them to the first responders to keep the New Yorkers out of the building. Philadelphia is not a good sports town. This is the playoffs. This is Knicks versus Sixers. This is a team facing its biggest rival in basketball and in life. Like, Philadelphia wants to be New York so bad. And New York's like, I don't even know Philadelphia exists, right? Like, type of thing. Like you have got to understand that if you're considering yourself, like, Philadelphia fans, oh, we're such a great sports town. Not really. Not when your owner and a sponsor have to buy up remaining tickets to keep the opposing fans out. That does not make you a good sports town.
We got to bring in the passionate firefighters and police officers to really get a crowd behind
right?
this thing.
I mean, that's not a good sports town. Did that ever happen? I mean, even for that game where people lost fingers in the crowd, at no point in time did anybody ever say, we better buy up these tickets to keep the opposing team out.
And your current star and one of your greatest ever have to come out and say, can we please protect the building?
Right. That does not make you a good sports town. It makes you a really bad sports town.
Wow.
A really bad sports town. And so when people say, oh, Philly fans are the best. No, they're not. And if you can't sell out a playoff game 6 for all the marbles, essentially, if Philadelphia loses, they're done. The Knicks move on. Are you really a passionate sports town, or are you just a bunch of grumpy people who scream obscenities at Santa Claus?
Wells Fargo Center officially seats 20,318 for basketball.
I was in that building for that KU Villanova snow game 20 years ago. We were the only ones in the building.
That makes sense. This is a big city. Big city. Way bigger than us, right?
Right.
That's having problems with 20,000 seats.
Right.
You almost wonder, too. Is pricing effect?
Well, that's the other thing, too.
These days,
it could be. Like, essentially, you have to start to wonder, where does pricing factor in to all of this? But when have you really ever seen a big game, Josh, not sold out with the fans because of pricing, right? People complain about it, but yet people still fork over that money. This, for whatever reason, maybe this Philadelphia
this is
team.
Game 6, right?
Yeah.
At Sixers. You can get a ticket now for $177.
To get in the door. Yeah.
$600 for Game 7
at Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
But right now you can get it for $177 for a knockout playoff game.
Right.
Wow.
But you can't beat your chest as a great sports city when you have to have the owner and a sponsor step
up and buy
tickets to, you know, somebody from the 913. So what about when Viking fans took over Arrowhead a couple years ago? That was Chiefs fans selling their tickets for money because there's not many games you can make money on, and that was one of them. And so the Chiefs fans did it. I don't blame them. You want to make some of your money back.
Yeah, I think that.
That's not buying tickets to keep the other team out.
I think that's happened quite a bit. Like, All right, which ones can I make some of my playoff runs coin back on? That's natural.
You know how many season ticket holders I've talked to that absolutely 100%
trying
that.
To make a little bit back from all playoff money they've spent over the last several
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chiefs fans have invested a lot of money over the last 7 years, and if they want to make a little money back, I don't have a problem with that at all. That's not the owner buying the tickets and giving them to the first responders to fill the building.
Is this a Sixer problem too,
Could
the
be.
Sixers have to look at it and go, "Whoa." Yeah.
Plus, isn't that the Chiefs game against the Vikings where Patrick Mahomes was injured? Like, you can give it, your star player wasn't
You're right. Mahomes was not in that game,
I
think.
So
yeah.
It was even another play where you can go, okay, well, can make a little money back here. And so this one's a bigger deal because the owners and the sponsors buying all these tickets.
Like, yeah, it's the owners buying up to keep the other team out.
People were actually upset Mahomes was injured because then they weren't going to get as much for their tickets.
Yeah.
They'd rather Mahomes play.
So here's from the 573. If I sell my tickets to two games for the Chiefs, I make up my whole cost for buying season tickets.
Yeah. I don't think that's seemingly what's happening in
Philadelphia. No. They're
buying up extra tickets.
There are tickets available. And they're so worried about New York taking over the building that the owner bought them and they're distributing them to the first responders for free.
Oof.
That's embarrassing.
Wow. Also, can't they play this game earlier? It's an 8 p.m. tip-off tonight.
8 p.m., man, yeah.
9 o'clock in their markets.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 p.m. in their market.
Right.
I don't know why we don't do a little more shuffling. I'm going to speak out of both sides of my mouth because I'm always upset because TV dictates when when the schedules are. Not once did they come to the Chiefs radio network and said, hey, what time do you guys want to play this game?
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't happen. We know the world is run by television, but sometimes I'm like, but this is the marquee game. No offense to Bucks Pacers.
Yeah, Bucks Pacers is not a marquee game, especially with Giannis not playing, right?
Bucks Pacers or Knicks Sixers. Knicks Sixers to me right now seems like the marquee game.
It is, probably why it's at 9 o'clock at night.
It's going to be at 8 plus.
But I will say that may be a factor as well. A 9 o'clock start in Philadelphia? Like, really? What am I supposed to do until 9?
Meanwhile, I can get a ticket for $35 for the Pacers. Bucks.
Huh.
Pacers looking to clinch.
But again, passionate sports towns don't care what time the game is. They show up.
You can get a ticket for $35 for that one. That's pretty affordable, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get yourself a playoff game. Hey, I'm going to tip my cap for a second to the University of Houston.
Round of applause.
Don't often do that, but they're going to take on the NFL. And I'm you go get them, man.
Yep. Finally, somebody standing up to the big boys.
University of Houston got the cease and desist from the NFL when they wore the powder blue Oiler throwback type jerseys. I mean, direct Oiler throwback jerseys. And the NFL jumped in and said, whoa, wait a minute, and tried to shut them down. Houston's like, yeah, we're going to take this one on. And they're going to try to fight any kind of lawsuits.
I didn't know the NFL could own a color.
We literally have a story we can show the city uses it. This isn't a reach. This is a layup. We've got a very defensible position, the athletic director of Houston said. The city uses the colors. It's not the NFL's colors.
Right.
We're giving the NFL 2 to 3 weeks to respond. We're waiting on a response to see if we get one. Go for it, man.
Yeah,
somebody's taking on the NFL.
League's going to say? Do you think the league is going to respond, or do you think they're just going to go like Homer into the bushes and just let them have it? Because if you start ganging up on a college right now that's got a case against you, that's not a good look. Just back off.
It's a uniform. Big deal.
It's a color. You can't own a color.
Yeah. The Love You Blue, I guess it's called. So you can own colors. Interesting.
Well, the NFL thinks they can own everything,
yeah.
Josh.
Well, they pretty much have shown that, I guess. Yeah. Top three or four? This guy, we'll discuss a quarterback in the NFL, and Ned Yost going to drop by at 8:25. We'll talk to the former skipper coming up at 8:25. It's all next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.